Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. Anish, Gina, Carla, your guy, Joey Boy. So we feel left out of it, Anish. I guess there was like a media event for ladies this weekend and we didn't get invited.
Wow.
But our very own Gina and Carla went to it this weekend. Heard it was a good time. But you guys came in giggling about that every woman has a "and my boob popped out" story.
Yes.
This stems from your boob, Carla, respectfully.
Yes.
Popped out this weekend.
Sure did.
You want to share?
I already did to the city of Chicago, so I might as well with you guys. So just to give everybody, I guess, an image, I'm an A cup. And it was...
It's very important. Thank you.
It was okay. My left... And I was wearing a red top. Now, I knew that it was going to be a risky top because when I took a selfie to show my mom my outfit, she said, "Carla, your boob is going to pop out." And I said, "LOL, I'll change later," right? No big deal. We go to a restaurant and the server's cute, but I didn't need to show him all this. So I'm ordering my drink and he's kind of like staring at me, but like in a really uncomfortable way. And I'm thinking, oh my God, am I so hot he can't focus? And I didn't notice that Gina was in the background like... waving me down, doing anything in her power to like tell me without telling me that my breast has escaped its nest.
Over here with smoke signals.
Like, yeah. She was doing everything except just like jumping over the table at that point. And I was over here like, what's going on? I don't get it. But then eventually when the server left, I looked down and it was in fact fully out. Just saying hello.
That was a very adventurous shirt you wore.
I would say so, but it's really cute.
It really is, yeah.
I was wearing the wrong undergarments for it, which was nothing. I was wearing nothing underneath. Not the right choice for that shirt. I always just assume because I'm an A cup that anything holding in,
right.
False. I guess they're just too big.
Okay. Ashley, you got one?
Oh, gosh. Do I?
No. Sounds good.
What happened?
So, 10 girls, Vegas, for a weekend. Naturally, we, you know, get invited up to a bachelor party table. And all of a sudden, we hear the security guard come over and we hear him say to us, "Who does she belong to?"
Oh, that is not a good statement.
So we all just kind of ignore him. We're like, "It couldn't be us. We're angels."
Oh, no.
We hear him say again, "Who does she belong to? Because she's about to get kicked out." And so we all look, and our friend is passed out, blackout drunk, in her one-piece bathing suit, just spread eagle, both out.
Both out! The left and the right. Is that double good luck, Joey, or what?
Yeah. It cancels out. One is bad luck, one is good luck.
Both out, just passed out, open mouth, and the security guard proceeds to go over and try to cover her, but it did not work.
I mean, aww. What do you do as a security guard at that point, though? It's not like you can go over and adjust this person's
right.
Swimsuit. Like,
yeah.
So I'm over there like, ooh, not it.
Oh, God!
I like how we asked the question, what's your my boob popped out story, and you put out your friend instead of your own story.
There's not really much here to be showing, so.
Okay. I can rephrase the question. Last time your nipple fell out.
Last time her nipple fell out. Oh, really, it was last week.
Why did your nipple pop out last week?
I was on vacation in Hawaii, and a wave crashed, and my whole swimsuit crashed.
There you go. Aloha.
Okay, I've been there before.
There you go.
That's not good.
So are you still friends with this other girl that just pops out her boobs at pool party?
Oh, yes. Legend has it. She still blacks out with her rack out.
That's the legend.
Legend has it. She's still there. Like,
that's actually what our girl gang is called, is black out with your rack out.
Oh, I want to hang out with you guys. Oh. I demand it.
Carla wants to get jumped in. Where does she apply? What's going on?
Carla, let's go out.
Who do I have to flash?
Okay, Ashley. Well, thank you for sharing.
Anytime.
Make wise choices, Ashley.
Never, but have a great day.
I like her. I like her a lot.
She can tell you what to do.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Gina, do you have one for us?
Many.
Okay. Our own Gina's going to share her boob popped out story. Plus, our producer is telling us that there's someone on the line that says that her boob popped out in church.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, no.
She's going to share her story up next.
Morning, Mess. We're finding out that every girl has a and then my boob popped out story.
Uh-oh.
Our very own Carla and Gina were at an event this weekend, and Carla shared a story. Her boob popped out.
Unfortunately. Or fortunately for whoever saw him, am I right?
Anita, we heard you have a story for us.
I have so many.
Well, just pick one, girl.
Yeah, but I have one that's really, really, really crazy. It was actually at church.
At church?
Oh.
No.
Not at church.
Oh, I'm already cringing.
Yeah.
Praise
him. At church. It just popped out. Nobody told me. It was literally shortly after I got mine done. And no one said anything. I didn't realize until I was already set up to get communion. And then I left. And then I was going to go back to sit down. That's when I kind of felt like a little breeze.
Ooh. Oh, God. That was the Holy Ghost trying to take a peek.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And also with you.
So now every time I feel the breeze, now I know. I got to check the boobs.
Oh, gosh.
So obviously what you're saying is you got a boob job.
I got a boob job, yes.
And what you went from what to what size?
I was a B cup, and now I'm like a 30 double B.
Okay, so did you go to church all the time?
I was going a lot before. I mean, okay. I've kind of stopped since.
So people would have definitely recognized you a little bit different and could have told you that your boob popped out, church.
Yeah, they could have. I mean, enough people that were regulars that have seen me there. Yeah.
And also with you.
Oh, no. You know what? You really blessed the church that day because I'm sure it was a beautiful view.
That's the way I see it. I mean, I took a leave of absence shortly after that because I was like, yeah, I'm not showing my face there.
Yeah.
Was it the left or the right? Because if your right pops out, it's good luck.
It was the right.
It was the right. Right. See? The right.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind of like t-shirt?
It was button up, but that button, I should have known because I was kind of having some issue.
And the button up shirts, when you do have bigger boobs, like they're such a pain. Because even when you button them, they like have these little peeky windows. They're very bad.
I hadn't gone like clothes shopping yet. So I was still trying to see if I can get away with wearing the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
you know what? At least, do you sell the shirt now?
I do have it, yes.
Why?
And you know what? With the same button problem, too. So I have a little safety pin, though, now.
Give it to Goodwill, girl. Give that one a break.
Who's Will? I'm judging by them.
God willing.
I'd be Goodwill. And also with you. My goodness. Will you be at church this Sunday?
No, I will not.
Okay. I was going.
I'm still on a leave of absence, but I'll be returning soon.
Okay.
You're going to have,
go ahead, say it.
Like a little flyer, a little party, welcome back to church moment.
Yes, that's what they need to do.
Yes.
Welcome back to church. That'll
Joey
be nice.
Joey will host it.
Yes.
Yay.
But wear that shirt, though.
I will.
All right.
Knowing me, I probably will. I'll probably still wear it. I don't learn my lessons.
That's why you need church.
Oh.
I need church.
All right. Well, I'll see you at Mass.
All right, I'll see you at Mass.
All right.
Bye.
The morning Mass. Oh, no.
I'll see you at the morning Mass.
No.
Sundays.
Ladies, you all have that. And then my boob popped out stories. Producer Angie says, if you listen to Afternoons, Julia. She's on the hotline.
Oh, no.
says
girl,
that she's...
why are you up?
I know, that's early. That she's listening to the show, she's laughing her ass off, that she has a "and then my boob popped out" story in front of a celebrity.
Oh.
Yes. So let's talk to Julia up next. Who's the celebrity and how did her boob popped out? You know, like, was it warranted? Now, you listen, we have so many questions for Julia. Up next, don't move, y'all. Austin Morning Mess.
All right, we're going to call Julia, who we work here at the radio station where she does afternoon. She says she has a good, her boob popped out story with a certain celebrity.
Hello.
Hey, Julia, it's the Morning Mess.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
You. So everyone's dying to know. We told everybody that you have a boob popped out story, and it was in front of a celebrity?
Yes, and I'm glad that this is the first time I'm joining the show on a topic.
Welcome to the stage.
Julia's.
Oh, no.
So I think I actually told this story to Anish and Carla over the weekend, but I was like, how ironic is it that that's come to fruition again? So... it was 2017. I went to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys, right? And I was so excited. And our boss hooked me up with VIP passes and, of course, tickets. So the VIP, though, you go backstage, meet them, whatever, and you have a couple glasses of champagne. So while we're back there, though, we're talking to them. So while I'm in the back, that's not where my boob is out. But I'm talking to them, and I'm asking them, like, where they're having an after party. And so they told us what to say to get in. So we get into the after party, and, like, by name-dropping this one person's name, like, we literally get so hooked up while we're there. We get free bottles. We get first in line. We get whatever. So then they allow us to go in the back where they're standing and just hang out and drink with the Backstreet Boys. So we take a picture with them, and by this point, because all the drinks had been free, your girl's pretty drunk.
As you should be.
And I was wearing this cute little romper that absolutely, like, no bra was going to be hidden under, so I just, like, decided to freeball it, because I don't really have much to work with anyway. Nothing would be crazy. Until we take the photo, and, like, I'm drunk, so, like, I don't even think anything. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. It's me and the Backstreet Boys. And I just put it on Facebook, and then the next day when I'm sober, I look at it, and I'm like, how long has my nipple been out on Facebook?
Oh, Julia, no, you posted it.
Yes, and it was, like, up for 12 hours.
No.
Like, 200 people had liked it. Nobody, of course, is going to say anything to me, but I know people saw it, and it still stresses me out.
That would stress me out so much.
Is this picture floating on the internet? Can we find this picture somehow?
No, I think I scrubbed it from the internet. I had to scrub it. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. And no one else noticed it. None of the Backstreet Boys noticed it. None of them tried to holler at you because, obviously, you out there.
Nobody tried to holler, from what I remember. But did people notice it? Who knows? But it's also Vegas, so I feel like everybody is in that same manner.
It's true.
That's true.
Definitely where a few of my boob pop-out stories have happened. But never in front of, like, all five members of the Backstreet Boys.
And everybody on my Facebook timeline.
Oof.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstreet Boys story from Julia. There you go. I love it. I love it. We're going to start investigating and try to find this picture. It has to be floating on the internet somewhere.
No.
Oh, God.
Already there.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Can we give a round of applause for all the ladies that shared their stories this morning? Yes, ladies. There you go. And we had do we have any honorable mentions to any of them? Because we had so many on hold, we couldn't get to you. We might have to do this again. We might have to call it, like, I don't know, Booby Tuesdays. I don't know.
Booby Tuesdays?
I don't know. But we had so many come in. We appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.